Lars Larson, the Shout radio host, outdid himself last week when he compared himself to Rosa Parks, an icon of the black civil rights movement of the 1960s. Larson saw moral equivalency in his right to pack heat at a place of scholarship and learning, and Rosa Parks' right to ride at the front of the bus in the Deep South. For the record, SOU also exercised its right in this dust-up with Larson. It can choose not to invite anyone to a university-sponsored event. And it followed Oregon administrative rules, which banned firearms at public universities. But let's return to Larson's intriguing appropriation of the Rosa Parks legacy. I took part in sit-ins and lunch counters in the South back in the 60s, and the violence remains alive in my memory. The cause was liberation of the sons and daughters of slaves who were still subjected to apartheid. I'd be the last to say Lars Larson is a modern-day Bull Connors, but there were no right-wingers of his stripe helping us storm the ramparts of poverty and racism back then. And I'm sorry, but I can't see Larson's reactionary politics permitting him to be a civil rights activist had he been old enough then to do so. That's why many find his civil rights analogy so inappropriate. In a much-needed light touch, Bill Varble of the Medford Mail Tribune noted one major difference between Larson and Parks. Rosa Parks was soft-spoken. Lars Larson has had a license to carry a concealed pistol for a period roughly as long as he has been a conservative outrage radio host. It's all about creating box office. In fact, in Larson's case, it goes further than that. In place of the famous philosopher's observation, "I think, therefore I am," Larson's philosophy seems to be, "I get box office, therefore I am." I remember Larson when he was a young news anchor for KPTV in Portland, a second-tier station. Back then, he was out to become the next Tom Brokaw, but he never made it to the big leagues. Ultimately, the big money for those who couldn't make the cut was with the Rush Limbaughs and their imitators, and Larson followed the money. For a man so possessed with a Second Amendment's vague guarantee to bear arms, I'm struck by how cavalierly he treats the First Amendment's explicit right to free speech. On his show, Larson frequently shouts down callers who disagree with him. Often, he hangs up on them. But on the whole, it's better than using his gun. This is Les Aucoin.